Hey y'all, welcome to another episode of Jesse's Fireside Chats. The first and main thing I want to talk about today is what should happen when you use your platform to make a thinly veiled, if not apology for, at least a failure to denounce political violence. This is not only a reference to Jimmy Kimmel and his comments about Charlie Kirk and the shooter being a Trump supporter, which I'll admit I was briefly like, I didn't fully believe it. I was still confused by the idea. And this was obviously before he would have said it, but like based on what others were saying, I was briefly like trying to figure out how that could happen. But now it looks like that is definitely not the case, that the shooter did come from conservative extraction. His family was Mormon and whatnot, but he kind of not fell off the wagon. That more applies to drinking, but he's definitely fell off of the beaten path and went his own way off the rails. He did what was right in his own eyes, which, as often happens when man does things he thinks are right in his own eyes, he ended up doing things that were very wrong in God's eyes. Anyway, so I don't want to specifically dig in too much to Jimmy Kimmel specifically, because for one thing, people are already doing that, and this show, I do talk about current events, obviously, but I like to focus less on the people and more on the issues and the philosophies of politics, as many of y'all should know, unless you're new. So here's what I'm going to say. No matter what side the political violence is on, no matter if it's a left-winger shooting a right-winger or a right-winger shooting a left-winger, which doesn't happen very often, but it's not statistically impossible, or someone who has a vendetta against someone else for reasons that are even loosely political, such as an United Healthcare incident where Luigi Mangione shot Brian Thompson. You know, no matter the nature of the political violence is what I'm saying here. It does not matter which party was on what side, or even if the victim was political. Like, none of that matters right now, because what I'm saying is, no matter any of that, if you go on and you use your platform to either support or at least fail to denounce the political violence, then you are doing something that is obviously very wrong. I don't think that the government should be in the business of being the thought police, but I do think that if you are using public airwaves, which I don't think we should have taxpayer-funded TV stations, but that's a topic for another day. They do exist, at least in part. And so if you're going to go on the public airwaves and you're going to say stuff that is clearly not in the public interest, such as failing to denounce political violence, then we don't need you, okay? As I said, no matter what side you're on, if you're going to do that crap, we don't need you on taxpayer-funded airwaves. And if you are, for that matter, if you're going on private airwaves, private channels, cable channels, streams, whatever it may be, then the person that is hosting the stream or the channel that hosts the show and anyone who funds that, they should have the right to, to boot you off of that, to strip you of that platform. I'll tell you this, if I ever hypothetically had a guest who did something like that, I would not allow it. I mean, I'm open to disagreements. I don't want just a carbon copy of me on here. Like, that'd defeat the whole purpose of a guest. But if you're going to come on here and say stuff like that, if you're going to come on here and justify political violence, I'm not going to tolerate it. I doubt RSS would tolerate it either. And private companies have the right. Like, yes, the First Amendment grants you the freedom of speech, but private companies have a right, within reason, to decide that certain content is beyond the pale. Now, yes, social media companies and such took that way too far in the last few years, and I was open about that, and I still believe that. But when it comes to justifying violence or inciting violence or supporting political violence or ethnic violence or, you know, when it comes to stuff like that, stuff that even if I can't put it into words right now, I would know it when I see it. There are certain exceptions to the tolerance rule. The Overton window should exist. It should be broad, yes, but it should exist. And there are certain things that, if you say them, whatever private company is giving you that platform should have the right to take it away from you, either temporarily or permanently, and they should have discretion as to how long they take that platform away from you, because they are a private company and they are providing you that platform in the first place. Or if they're an individual, you know, they're providing you that platform in the first place. It's just like how, you know, a company can, or a bakery rather, can refuse to bake a cake for certain events. That's their right. Freedom of association is something that we should stand for if we want to truly be in favor of the small government liberty that our founding fathers supported. And so those are basically my thoughts on that. Then real quick, I want to clarify something I said in my dehumanization episode when I was talking about what makes someone an American. I described myself as an American on that episode. I have said before that I consider myself to be Southern first, American second, and that is still the case. I was just using that as an example. I was just using myself as an example when talking about someone who would have a claim to call themselves an American. Because just because it comes second does not mean that it does not exist at all, or that it does not register at all, or that I wouldn't use it in any context. Because obviously, if I wouldn't use it in any context, then I wouldn't mention it at all. It wouldn't come second. It just wouldn't be mentioned at all. Basic common sense. That's how English works. And so I just wanted to clarify. I just wanted to clarify that, and I wanted to give my thoughts on what should happen when people go on to public or private platforms, or platforms that have both private and public funding, and fail to condemn political violence, and foment claims that are illogical and false. I mean, like, I can also understand that, you know, the word harm is another one of those words the left has overbroadened it, but that doesn't mean it's false. That doesn't mean it's entirely fake. And not all false claims are harmful, but there are time, place, and manner restrictions, whether legal or more informal, that should come into play. Even if it's not the government doing that policing, leaving that out of it for a second, we as a society should have a different reaction to somebody going on their YouTube channel and claiming that they believe 2 plus 2 is 15, than someone hosting a kids show, writing an educational kids show, marketing it to kids, and putting it on, say, PBS, or even on YouTube, but, as I said, marketing it specifically to kids, and saying that 2 plus 2 is 15. Because if I, as an adult who has gone through school and can function as an adult in society, hear you say on your YouTube channel or your podcast that you think 2 plus 2 is 15, I can, you know, I know you're wrong. I can laugh and maybe smile a little bit and say, okay, it's not the end of the world. But if you are saying that on a kid's show, these are kids. Some of them may not have learned that yet. So some of them could actually be harmed by that because they could be confused into thinking that 2 plus 2 is in fact 15. And so our reaction as a society, whether legal or just, you know, societally, should be different based on the context of your remarks. And it's this—it's a similar thing here. If you think in your head internally that, if you've been convinced of the nature of a certain political event, and you think that even if the evidence would suggest you are wrong, you know, you're allowed to think whatever you want, even if, I mean, obviously the Bible is very clear on how we should think, but some people disregard that. Legally speaking, you're allowed to think whatever you want. The Constitution gives you the right to freedom of speech, and obviously we should not ever want to live in a world where the government can police your thoughts. That's why we shouldn't support brain chips. But anyway, you can think whatever you want. You can say whatever you want legally, unless you're, you know, inciting violence or something in everyday life. But, you know, if you go on and people look to you as an authority and you go on to a show that you have, a platform that you have, and you say things that the evidence would suggest are false, there should be consequences for that. Whether they should be legal consequences depends case by case, but at the very least, the entity that gives you that platform has the right, or should have the right, to fire you or to otherwise implement disciplinary measures, and you should have social consequences because you're deceiving people. And obviously the Bible says thou shalt not bear false witness. So those are basically my thoughts on that. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode or considered it to be food for thought. You can find this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible, the RSS feed, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. You can also send us an email if you'd like at jessesfiresidechats@gmail.com. That's JESSEAS firesidechats@gmail.com. You can also give us a small donation if you'd like. No pressure, but if you'd like to, we'd appreciate it. And that is at ko-fi.com/Jessie's Fireside Chats. That's ko-fi.com/Jessie's Fireside Chats. We would like it if you could pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested. And as I said, you can contact us on our Facebook page at Jessie's Fireside Chats or on X at JFSCpod. I tend to check the X account more than the Facebook page, but either way is perfectly fine. If it wasn't, then we wouldn't have both, obviously. So please pass this along to anybody you know that might be interested, and come back next time. Thanks again, and have a blessed day.